Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Hello and good morning and morning, studio.
Morning!
It's going to be a bit of a Groundhog Day segment here. But we started with $2,000 in scratch-offs and we're down to $150. Lunchbox has done the math on exactly how many scratch-offs we've scratched through the whole process of these $50 scratchers. How much?
If my math is correct,
oh, no.
79 tickets.
We've scratched 79 tickets and we've lost so much.
That's crazy.
You're supposed to win one in every 2.6. We haven't.
No, we've been winning. It's just
We've been losing. Oh, we went from 2,000 to 1,100. Yep. We went from 1,100 to 600.
Yep.
That's so sad.
Went from 600 to 150. And that 150, we went to 150 again.
Yeah, boom. So right. Now,
boom.
The arcs, it's sort of like the Dow, guys. It goes down, 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 down. And then there's a turn in the economy, and that arrow goes up.
We've
up,
been in a
up,
recession
up.
For. Since $2,000.
Oh, yeah. But then we flatlined at 150, and now it starts going
we
up.
We flatlined
up.
At the bottom.
That's so what you want.
Here's three tickets left. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, you get to scratch one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm in bad luck.
Okay.
You guys have to scratch with a little more pace today, though.
I do.
Do you not want to scratch one, Amy?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, she does. She's itching.
Hand these over. You guys start scratching. I'm going to talk. We have three $50 tickets left.
Go. Scratching bigger.
The whole group total put in $2,000. A couple clips I want to play because there have been times we thought we've won big.
Gosh, we're not
going to
do that.
You scratch.
I don't
want to
hear that.
Is this who
Lunchbox
lied better?
Is the slowest scratcher.
He mumbles, too.
So I need him to just scratch.
I'm working it.
You can cut his mic.
My mic's on.
I know. That's why we cut it.
Now it's gone.
Yeah, because he over there is going 82. I was one number away. So we're going to move off that. If you won, just go, hey, I won. Okay. But I do want to play a couple clips where...
You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
But I do want to play a couple clips where people thought they won. Lunchbox thought he won $50,000, and he starts screaming, and here's a clip.
$50,000!
No way.
$50,000!
No way.
Right here. Boom!
He was
boom.
Freaking
no
out.
Way.
$50,000!
No way.
$50,000!
No way, no way, no way, no way, no way.
No way.
Bottom left.
Bottom left is 552.
50,000! It's like the second one up.
Yeah, 52, but there's no 52 up 52. Here.
I have 52 halfway across the top.
That's 54.
Right there.
That's 62.
What is it?
He walked off mumbling, I'm an idiot. Okay, so that hurt. And then Amy, just on Friday's show, scratching one of our last tickets, and this happens.
Oh my god.
Amy, my god.
Amy, don't say anything.
Oh my god.
Quiet. Let me see it.
Oh my god.
Come to me.
Oh
no,
my god.
Please,
oh
please,
my god.
Don't look at it.
Oh
no.
My god.
No.
Oh my god.
Amy,
oh my god.
Amy,
god. Do we need to go to commercial?
Amy, come to me.
Do we need to go to commercial?
Come to me.
Oh my god.
All of us were shaking. Oh no.
Amy,
don't
do that. Amy, don't do that crap.
What did you think we won?
Say something.
$5 million.
$5,000.
We didn't. We won nothing. Zero.
Out of breath.
Out of breath. We have our three scratchers going with our last bit of money here. Nobody's won anything yet, guys.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It's so sad we went through all this money. Was the entertainment worth it, though?
For us?
No. You can turn his mic back on.
Let me tell you.
You put in $500. Was it worth the $500 entertainment if we lose all the money?
Listen, it's an investment. If it doesn't work out, sometimes it doesn't work out. When you buy stock, it doesn't always hit. And the satisfaction, I just got a winner of scratching.
Did you scratch the prize yet?
No.
Yes, sir.
No, I did not.
That's my favorite. He's my favorite guy right now.
Satisfaction of scratching, the excitement, the anticipation, every scratch. Every time you move over to a number, you have the chance to be $5 million richer. And that feeling in your stomach and in your heart and in your mind, you feel it from your toes to your nose, and it is amazing.
Why are you rhyming?
He's filibustering right now. Just keep scratching.
I mean, I'm telling you.
He has a winner.
Amy, is this satisfaction not amazing?
I mean, I kind of get the hype.
Thank you. I get the hype, too. That's why I play.
I never did.
Eddie looks sad.
I mean, I'm just having roller coaster of emotions.
Number matches. I'm just looking at your face.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Just in my face?
No number matches, huh?
I'm done. We got nothing.
Okay. Eddie is out of the running.
That's a good run, Eddie. Good run.
Amy? Are you still on numbers or are you over the bonuses?
I'm on numbers.
How many more do you have?
Three.
Jeez Louise.
You guys are timid with the coins, man.
It's so terrible, man.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'll let you scratch mine.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me do that. But no.
I was hoping to switch up the luck, but it just got worse.
Well, Eddie has a negative attitude the whole time.
No, I didn't.
Attitude affects nothing on scratch offs.
I've gone up. I've gone down. I've gone up. Wiggle my nose.
Amy.
Wiggle my toes.
Yep.
You in?
Okay. I feel rushed.
Yes, we're on the air.
That would be why.
Yeah.
Scuba hates this because he thinks we take too long.
Well, no, you guys do take a little too long for this.
But then we miss stuff.
Who do you think acted better?
Mine was more convulsions.
I thought they both were A+. I'll be honest. I believe them both.
I believe
Lunchbox.
I even told my wife later, and I was like, man, I really thought we won. She was like, you're an idiot.
And Amy kept going, five.
Oh my gosh.
So we thought it was 5 million.
That was amazing.
So then when she said 5,000, even if we would have won that, we'd have been like disappointed because she made us think it was 5 million. Okay.
All right.
Amy, you have no winner.
I'm doing the bonus thingies. This is what tripped me up last time.
Oh boy.
So what did you see, Amy? There's an amount on the bottom.
She just saw an amount, Eddie, and she just yelled.
Eddie, right here.
Oh, on the top.
At the top, yes. It gives you, when you scratch it, you saw the number.
Got it.
Amy. Are you out of the running?
Womp womp.
No winner? Mike, will you check our ticket?
Yep.
Please do. Check mine too.
Lunchbox, are you totally scratched except for that one spot?
I have that one spot to go. I don't know how much we want.
Are you sure it's a number?
Guaranteed.
It says number 38
up at the top.
Okay.
Right here
in the middle.
Did
you scratch the bonuses already?
Yeah, I do that. That's the first thing I scratch.
Got it. So you're going to
I start at the top and I go all the way down.
Don't mess with us.
I don't mess.
Don't mess.
I don't mess.
You do mess.
Scratch.
I mess around.
Scratch and don't make a single reaction with your face, and then just tell us. Here we go. He's scratching the
face. I mean, how am I not going to make a reaction?
Don't make a reaction.
Okay. Think of your acting class.
I don't want a bad reaction, sad reaction, because you're at worst getting a ticket, $50 back. Let me know when you're done.
Wow, acting paper.
Why is he smiling?
He couldn't even fake it.
Because Amy started laughing at me.
He couldn't even hold it. He started smiling. I mean, he's like a possum eating poop, you know what I mean?
Because Amy looked at me and started smiling.
Here it is. It's our last shot.
$2,000
down the drain. Lunchbox, can I ask you a question about it?
Go ahead. You can ask me as many questions as you want. I'm here for it.
Are you sure we have a winner?
Guaranteed.
Okay. Did we win more
than $25?
That means we only won 50.
Oh.
Did we win the lowest possible amount that you can win if you win $50?
No.
What?
Okay, so we won more than 50.
Okay. We've seen 75s.
But I know there's not going to be much more. Is it 75?
No.
Oh!
It could be a ticket, though, but ticket's 50.
That's 50.
Correct.
So it's not ticket.
It ain't ticket.
Oh, 100?
Hold on.
Okay.
Do you want to hold people over?
Yeah, of course.
They might want to come back for this.
Am I going to smile real big?
I think you are.
Okay.
I think you are.
Okay, baby. Okay. You're not messing with us.
I mean, I smiled.
Yeah, no, but you're not messy. This is not a trick.
No.
Okay, and you haven't lied to us about any of the questions?
Never.
Why is he answering like that?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to play this song first, which is Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know.
Good song.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky song.
Mm-hmm. And then...
the next thing you know, you'll know how much we won.
That's yes. What I'm saying. That's what
we're going to come back and find out how much we won, and then we'll do the mailbag, which will be a little later than normal. Okay?
Next thing you know, we're millionaires.
Next thing you know... $1.5 million and we're quitting this job.
Come on.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
How great would that be if they
well, you said, would it be? So we didn't.
Oh, man.
No, you don't know. You're not, you don't even know what I'm saying. No. Is that these people waited this whole time and at the end we're like, and we quit.
And we just leave it on the air. Okay, it's time for Lunchbox to reveal how much money that we have on this last ticket. We woke up and started scratching tickets again. We started with $2,000. We're down to the last $150. We lost all our money. Lunchbox says it's more than 50. It's more than 75. He hit a winner on the last ticket. He's now going to reveal to us how much money we won on this $50 scratcher. And it's got to be 100, right?
Maybe 150.
We've never had one that high.
Nope.
Of all the 60 tickets, how many tickets?
79, if
I'm
not
mistaken. Of all the 80 tickets, we've not had anything more than $100. Isn't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
Are we sure they're playing the game right? They're being legitimate?
Yeah, they're legit. They wouldn't lie to us.
How do you know? You think work steals your money from your paychecks.
That's why they do direct deposit.
Right.
A penny out of every paycheck.
Well, we don't know what the lottery's doing at 1 and 2.6.
I believe it.
Okay, here we go. Lunchbox, it's more than $75.
Yep.
Is it more than $99?
Yep.
Hey.
Is it $100?
Let me just tell you guys.
Oh, God. Okay.
The number we needed was 38. Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of my board is number 38. Mm-hmm. And I scratched that prize. Mm-hmm. And it's over two digits.
Yeah, that's $100.
Two digits.
Yeah, that's 99. I just said that.
Okay.
Is it?
It's over three digits.
It's over not. Three? Okay. No, now you're doing decimal points. And you know that's true and that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
I'd like to see know what a digit is.
He's trying to get us.
Yes, no, we're not falling for that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's 100.
We got $100.
Okay.
All right. Let's get more tickets.
We lost $50.
That's okay. We're still alive.
We're on life support.
We're still alive. All right, send him back again. Take the $100 ticket.
How many trips have we gone to the gas station?
I mean, we bought one gas station out. We've had to move to our third gas station.
Should we switch to 20?
No, you don't switch now.
Oh.
Now you sink with the ship.
Okay, thank you. Morgan was in the classroom yelling about, see, I knew we should have switched halfway through the game.
No, I meant that at the beginning.
I think we never should have done this $50
game
anyway.
That's what I was saying. Because
we only were down 20s.
Guys, the big prizes were out there.
Yeah, how about what's the big prize we won?
None.
100.
We played 80 tickets, and we're down from $2,000 to $100.
But just think about the other ones. The highest prize was like $5,000.
Well, how high is the highest prize if you don't get any of them? The highest prize can be $1 billion. It can be you win Mars. If you don't win it, it doesn't matter.
That'd be cool.
That wouldn't be cool.
That was, you got to pay for the overhead.
You
got to pay landscape.
How are you going
to
get there?
You got to find other red things to match. Okay, look. We're going to play Morgan Wallen last night. Kickoff Kevin's going to get two more tickets. We'll scratch them later, okay?
This is great, man.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Sometimes there are things that you wish you hadn't heard. Over the weekend, I was hanging out with some friends. I excused myself to the bathroom. As I was coming back, I heard my buddies having a graphic conversation about the virtues and fantasies regarding my wife's butt. It bothered me, but I haven't addressed it. I told my wife, and she says she appreciates the respect, and she suggests taking a pic and having her send it to all of them.
What the? These are weird people, man.
What?
All of them.
With a strongly worded blank you attached to the picture.
Oh, okay.
No, but still, okay. Still weird. And I reread that paragraph to make sure I read it right. That's weird. I know it's just guy talk, but it's kind of crappy that it all went down when they knew I was near. I was in the next room. How would you handle this? It feels very disrespectful, not only to her, but to our relationship. Thanks. Signed, irritated husband. It's just bizarre that you're with your boys, and as soon as you walk away, they start talking about getting with your wife?
Yeah, those aren't your boys.
Those aren't your boys.
Like, period.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say get with the wife. They just said nice dinner.
They're imagining and stuff and talking about how awesome it is.
Oh, yeah. Stop. If you have a friend with a hot wife, you never thought, oh, she's
hot. Yeah, but
hot.
You would say that to him, not when he goes away, if it's really your friend.
Bobby and I have never said anything about your wife.
What was the word?
That's fine.
Graphic.
Well, because we respect you.
We respect you a lot. You're a very respectable person. We value our friendship.
We're your boys.
Yeah. We would never do such a thing. What, Amy?
Did you say the word graphic?
I overheard my buddies having a graphic conversation about the virtues and fantasies regarding my wife's butt.
Virtues and fantasies? Yeah, what does that mean?
That's what's creeping me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantasies mean like grabbing it, squeezing it, smacking it. I mean, that's what they mean by fantasies.
They're
guys.
Saying that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're probably thinking,
that.
Like, what would you like to see that in a bikini? I mean, I bet you it's freaking nice.
What were the things that they would do to it again?
Smack it, grab it, squeeze it. Shake
like a
it.
Bop it. That's what it sounds like. Twist it.
Yeah.
Squeeze it. Pull it.
Pull it.
Double squeeze.
This is what I would say, irritated husband. Not cool of them to do anyway. And if they were going to do that and they were your real friends, they'd be like, dude, you got a hot wife. Like, her butt's awesome. And then they would see how you reacted. And it would go from, that's not cool of them to do that. I wouldn't send a picture of your wife's butt with any word on it, because they'll just keep the picture of the wife's butt and cut the word off and then do whatever they want. You know,
their ventures.
You know what I mean?
Whatever, fantasies.
They'll use that for virtues and blah, blah, blah. So don't do that. All I would do is ignore it, but just be careful around those people, because they ain't your dear friends anyway. And don't have your wife get in a swimsuit in your home.
No, never again.
Never.
If you have to go out of town, don't let your boys know.
It's just weird. Guys talk about stuff all the time, but that's just weird if it's some dude's wife. And they only do it when he walks away.
No one talks about anybody else's wife. Like, I've never talked about my buddy's wife ever.
I don't think I have either that way, but...
Like, that's just bizarre in the first place.
It is. But I don't want to put what I do into my response to this.
All right. I feel like Lunchbox has done this.
I mean, it rolled off his tongue.
Bob it, squeeze it, bop it, baby. Hip it, hop it, hip.
Bikini.
Hop, a tip it to the hippie to the hip, hip. Pop, you grab the butt, then you don't stop. Yes. That's the mailbag. I just would watch yourself around them. Don't send a message. Don't send a butt. Move on. That's it. Nothing else to say here. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a dog resort, and it's in Seattle's Lake City neighborhood, and it caught fire. Now, what's in a dog resort?
Dogs.
Bunch of dogs.
I would think, yeah.
So, employees at all the places around saw it, and they weren't going to wait for the fire department because they knew they had to get those dogs out of there. So, PSR Mechanical is one of the places. They started running out of there into the place, grabbing dogs. There was also a Mexican restaurant, and everybody ran out of that and started to grab the dogs. In the end, they saved 60 dogs.
Oh, wow.
Not a single dog died in the fire. No humans were injured. The place didn't do well. It didn't bounce. You know, it was very
all right.
Yeah. But no humans or dogs died because everybody jumped into action and ran in and just started grabbing all these animals and pulling them out of there. That's some bravery to run in after a dog you don't even know.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's a pretty big fire. Stanley, you good, buddy? I'm just kidding. For sure, I'd run in. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Final two tickets, Lunchbox, you and I can do them.
Yes. Let's go.
We've been doing this stupid bit for like 5 days.
Forever, man.
Ups and downs.
We only have two tickets left. We started with $2,000, gathering all of our money. We're down to $100. We have two $50 tickets.
Come on, guys.
So while you scratch that Lunchbox and don't make any noise.
I don't.
Because Eddie and I are going to have a talk. Uh-oh. And then Amy and I are going to have a talk. But you're going to do that.
I don't get to be a part of talking.
Well, because you know, but you just take forever doing the ticket and you're always like, missed it by one. But that they do that on purpose. It wasn't like you were close.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
If you win, just stop us, okay?
Okay.
No, don't be sad.
I didn't win on the first one.
Okay. Eddie.
Yo, what's up? Am I in trouble?
No.
Okay.
I do want to talk about money. We're talking about money here with those tickets. You lost $40.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I was in such a bad mood.
Amy, please listen to this story.
I'm listening.
So, you know, I coach my son's 9-year-old basketball team, and I was thinking, like, what would be cool for, you know, like, player of the game, little prize, something. So I thought basketball cards. They love trading cards. So I go to the store, and I buy two boxes of basketball cards. They're $20 a pop, five packs in each box. $40 total. I buy them. I go home. I pull them out of the bag. It's WNBA. I'm like, there's no way that my boys are going to want like girls' basketball cards, right? So I'm like, all right, let me just go back to the store and return them. I go back. They're like, oh, sorry, it says cannot return. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, you just can't return sports cards. I'm like, do you have a manager, please?
Oh, yes, a manager.
Oh, I went straight to, do you have a manager?
But you did the wrong.
What do you mean? I just bought cards, dude. Like, I go to the store all the time.
But I mean, you made the mistake of buying the wrong cards.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what world do we live in? You go to the store, you make a mistake, and you return it, right?
Yes, for the most part. But there must be a policy on cards because of tricks people have tried to switch cards back.
There is no way that I'm going to make a purchase in this wonderful country of ours.
Okay, stop with the
United States of America.
Go ahead.
Make a purchase and then not be able to get my money back if I don't want that item. So a manager comes. Hey, what's up, man? What's the problem? Dude, I bought these sports cards. I don't want them. Can I please get my money back? No problem. Goes to the machine, scans them. Oh, no, man. It's got a red flag on this. No, it says policy.
You a terrorist or what?
It says policy says you can't return these. Yeah. All sales are final.
So there must be something that people are doing to game the system.
Can I talk to your supervisor?
Oh, you asked for his supervisor?
I did.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say dang right I did.
Okay, go ahead.
And so he goes, well, what do you mean? I want higher up. Higher up supervisor. Even general manager of the store. I don't care. The biggest...
Why did you not look at the cards? And then also, why won't they want a WNBA player?
Well, I just don't think they'd want a WNBA player. I don't think they want a girl basketball player.
Okay, go ahead.
So then he's like, look.
But this is an opportunity for you to show them.
That's true. And did you try to show them?
No.
Okay.
I just try to return my cards.
He knows his team.
So then the supervisor comes. Yeah, can I help you, sir? Yeah, look, I bought these cards. I told him the whole story again. Yeah, it says the policy is that, you know, trading cards, I guess you just can't get your money back. I'm like, there is no sign by the cards that say all sales are final.
But there is a sign that says WNBA. So the sign wouldn't matter.
Well, the box is like, it's really small.
Okay, go ahead.
And so he takes me to the card section and it says all sales are final.
Oh, there was a sign. You missed both signs.
I missed all the signs. NBA, WNBA, and all sales are final.
I missed all the signs.
I was so mad though because like you're telling me I'm out $40? Like, how am I just out $40?
Well, because you didn't see the sign.
I was so upset.
Yeah. So what are you doing with the cards?
I gave them away.
To who?
So another friend of mine, he's coaching a girls team. So I said, here you go. Give your girls these.
Be hilarious. They're worth a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah, there's like one in there.
Are they?
I don't know. I don't collect cards anymore. I'm scratching a ticket though. And Lunchbox, how are you doing over there?
Not very good so far, man.
Oh my gosh. Guys,
it's our last money of the whole deal.
That one girl that, got detained in Russia.
Brittany Griner.
Does she have a card?
Maybe.
Might be worth a lot.
Yeah, but Eddie, you want to know why you can't take cards back?
Please tell me.
Because you can go and you can open the packs and take the good cards out, and then you can seal it back with if you get it hot enough, you can seal the pack back up.
And how would you know this?
Yeah. How do you know that?
It's a pretty intricate process here for you to know exactly what's going on.
He said hot glue and everything. Yeah.
How would you know that?
I just know.
Okay. Hey, I
that's
lost.
That's all I'm going to say.
You're done?
My ticket's dead. Mike, you can look at it real quick. But I'm a loser and it's over.
Well, you're not a loser.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? That's it.
Hey, we're running out of time, guys.
Lunchbox has the last ticket.
I got 8 numbers to go.
Have you already scratched the bonuses?
I scratch them first, man. They go.
And then you have no winners in the other ones?
Not yet, man.
Why did we do this?
Okay.
Why did we do this?
Dazed and confused.
Yeah, man.
If we lose this ticket with Lunchbox, we have lost all $2,000.
It was just a slow death, man. We were, and we get excited. Highs and lows, highs and lows.
There were no highs. We never won.
There was a high when he lied to us.
We never won over $100. Yeah, it was high for a second when he thought he won $50,000, was wrong.
Right, and then we went low again.
And then when Amy thought she won $5 million and then $5,000 and then didn't.
So highs and lows.
It's getting sad.
I won $75. Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Why do they do that to me?
One number.
How many do you have left?
Three.
Okay, let's scratch them quicker.
All right, you ready?
Here we go. Last three.
Number 48. And we needed 58.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do this for every number.
77. We needed 75.
Okay, and final number?
And we needed 76. Stupid. 53.
No.
No. Well, that's it, everybody.
We
lost all...
I think we scratched like 82 tickets.
82 $50 tickets.
Yeah.
We lost all that money.
I mean, and what do they say? 1,000 cuts to death.
I've never heard that before.
Like 1,000 paper cuts. Death by 1,000 paper cuts.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Man, that was a... That was so fun, though, but that is...
Was it?
It wasn't.
Listen, it is.
No, it wasn't.
I enjoy the process. I enjoy...
But the process, that means there's something coming at the end.
Well, yes. Eventually, hopefully, you're going to get there.
Hopefully, but it never happens, Lunchbox. Well,
but if you give up, it never will.
We lost.
Like Bobby says, if you have goals and you give up on them, they will
but
never happen.
This is
happen.
Not a goal you
Does
can
that
affect.
Apply to the lottery?
This
guys?
Is not a goal you can affect. You can't affect actually winning the lottery. It's all luck. But we had... I didn't have that much fun.
I did not.
I don't know if I had fun, but I feel I'm addicted.
Yeah, we trauma bonded and Amy's addicted. So
right.
Trauma bonded. Mm.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for going on this journey together.
You're welcome. Maybe in July we do it again.
I'm down. I'm down.
Yeah, because how many did we each scratch? Probably.
Lots.
Just do the math.
However.
Look at the muscles on my finger from working the scratches. Working
however on. Many I did, that's how many it took to get addicted.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Oh, I just wanted to call with a scam alert, scam alert. I live in California, and here we have PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I received a phone call today from a gentleman telling me that my PG&E was going to be shut off because I had past due, and he wanted me to go to Rite Aid, and he was going to email me a barcode. Luckily, I heard Bobby, scam alert. Scam alert! And then I call PG&E and I only owed my current bill.
Nice.
Boom. Trying to get her.
That's right. But you know what? You did the extra work to make sure you weren't getting scammed. These scams are getting harder and harder to know if they're even a scam. Every time anybody's anything nice for me, I'm like, scam alert. But that's all right. We're trying to help you not get scammed out there as our listener. We appreciate you. Now, we have two we're going to go through here, and both are from Eddie, which is what's funny. So, Eddie, let's go. First of all, the clothes situation at your house.
The clothes situation.
Right, you were donating clothes.
Yes. So, we were doing spring cleaning kind of thing.
Eddie didn't know which one I was going to because he's got two of them. He's
like, which one are you talking about?
Do the clothes one, yeah.
Okay, so my wife's like, we got a lot of clothes. Let's go sell them. So, I went through my closet. She went through her closet. We went through the kids' closet. And she said, I know how these things work, so only get the good stuff. We'll donate the other stuff. But if it's really good brand name stuff, they'll buy it from us for good money. So we got the good stuff. We take it to the place. They look through it. They're like, call us back in about 30 minutes or come back. We'll tell you what we can pay you. You come back and they're like, we only found about 5 good things. The rest is kind of just trash. So if you want, you can just leave it here and we'll donate it for you. And my wife goes like, what do you mean?
Did they pay you for the good clothes?
Yeah, but it was like $50.
Okay.
And then like, no, we'll take the other stuff. They're like, no, you don't want to take it. We'll donate it for you. And we're like, so are they saying they'll donate it so they could keep it and then make money from it, but not pay us the money they owe us?
100%.
I think they were scamming us.
100%. That's exactly what they were doing.
That's interesting.
Like, we'll keep it. We'll donate it. No.
Well, I guess the difference in this would be you're not being scammed out of anything because you're going to donate those clothes anyway.
No, because they're going to make money off of
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, there could be dishonesty, but this isn't a scam on you.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I still think they were being sneaky,
okay,
trying to scam me.
Fine.
Sneaky alert.
Yeah. Dirty dog alert.
Yeah.
I think probably we're going to donate it.
No, man.
Because you could go back to the store, and if they happen to have it up, you could throw a fit.
Yeah, but see, I think they take their chances, and like, I'm not going to go back and check the racks. That's my shirt.
I think this one, I'm going to side with the store. They probably do donate it. They probably donate a lot of stuff. Yeah. Now, they could donate it and then get a write-off.
Oh,
and save a few bucks that way.
How much do you get from a write-off like that?
Not much.
A little bit here, a little bit there, but every little bit helps.
That's true. The guy's never been more right.
I mean,
every little bit helps. So, okay, that is a level 1.5 scam alert out of 5.
Dirty dog alert?
Yeah, I don't even think they're dirty dogging you.
No. Okay. Yeah,
I had some guys come over to the house. I was like, hey, I need to get my TV fixed, and I think these speakers are old. And I want to buy some new speakers. And they come in and they're like, cool. They hooked it up. They're like, this is your new speaker system. Cool. I like love it. And they're like, we'll throw these other speakers out for you if you want. And so I was like, okay, cool. I didn't think much about it. They're not that great anyway. So I go and my friend comes over and he goes, hey, you got new speakers? Oh, cool. I was like, yeah, new sound system. He goes, what'd you do with the old ones? I said, the guy said they would throw them away. He goes, oh, they kept them or they sold them.
See? That's what I'm saying, dude. I think all these companies, they talk to each other like, hey, man, this is what you need to do. Say you'll donate.
The clothes company got new speakers. And the speaker company got new clothes. They switched out our stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, so that one, 1.5 out of 5 scam alert. I think you're okay. You weren't going to get screwed out of anything. All right, next one.
Man, I got an email. But I got an email on my work account. So I open it, and it's from Target. And they say, hey, we've seen your request for your refund. Let us know 2 or 3 business days. We'll process it, but you got to click here first. This is crazy. The timing is nuts.
Did you take something to Target?
I did 2 days ago.
How would they have your work email? Did you write it down anywhere?
No. Huh. No, but 2 days ago, I went to Target. I bought a few things. And I was like, oh, I don't really need these 2 things. Went back and returned it. There was even a little problem with the return. So I'm like, the timing is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I see this email. I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm going to bring it to the show before I click anything.
Did you click? Here's the one universal way you can check on an email. Go to the address that's sent to you. Now, if you could pull that up, Eddie, that'd be great because we'll do this experiment on the air. And if you go into that email address and you like right click it and you see where it's actually coming from, not the title it shows you, but the actual address it comes from. If it's like 69ABC123 at globaglobaglobal.com/target, that's fake.
Gotcha. It says from Target Billing, and I click on it, and the address is orderhelp-noreply@target.com.
That's probably real.
Well, here's the problem.
At target.com.
Yeah, I mean,
is that not what it says, Morgan?
No, it's what it says, but it's not real.
Why?
I have the same email.
I got it.
Oh, okay, well, it's wrong.
Bunch of punks.
But why at Target? How can they do the at target.com then?
That's what I don't understand. I almost clicked it too.
So the thing that's different about this one that you have to look for at the very bottom, it says this originated from outside of the company. And typically when that comes through, that's like alarming that it's a scam.
Well, yeah, but Target's outside of the company.
That is true.
I know.
Let me look at the address here. It's from Target Billing. Order help-noreply@target. I don't know, man.
Dude, this is a good one.
Their Target scams are getting better because...
Are these the...
Well, they put some bad links. I'll click here for Target credit.
The links do look
weird.
Yeah,
I would think that was fake from that. I wouldn't even got to the address.
Yeah.
But yeah, the email thing is not, I guess, perfect anymore. What are you showing me, Amy?
Read that one I just got.
Amy's handing me another one. It's all scam alert. This is from Geek Squad. So Best Buy... Right? Your subscription with Geek Squad will renew today, and $470 is about to be debited to your account. The debited account will be reflected within the next 24 hours. Customer ID, boom. If you didn't authorize this charge, you have 24 hours. Man, this looks so real.
Yeah.
Is it real?
Yeah, and then it says click here. And then if you... Yeah, don't respond to the email. The mailbox is not monitored. Can you show me the address it came from? Okay, so that's a Gmail. That would be a fake one. But it looks really real. So the first thing I'm going to say is, look at the address that sent it to you.
Hmm.
Most of the time, until today, it's the first one I've ever seen that looked good.
This is getting ridiculous.
And that one looked good, but then it looked fishy in the links.
Just those weird links at
the
bottom.
Yeah, it's like, click here for free Target crap. I'm right. Like, wait, that wouldn't be a part of it. That's a good one, Eddie. That is a scam, though.
Dang, dude. And I normally just sit here and laugh at you guys getting scammed. I never get scammed.
I'm going to knock on wood or fake wood.
Mostly Amy.
Yeah. No.
All right, scam alert. She's talking about it, makes it easier. You're not alone. Don't get scammed. And like the caller, make some calls. Make some calls. See if you're getting scammed. All right. Thank you, Eddie, for your stories.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give that scam alert a 3.5 out of 5.
Now, that's a good one.
Yeah. I told you guys, Morgan had a guy reach out and say, I want to paint you.
Like paint her body?
Like body paint. In Titanic... He like makes her get naked and then he paints a picture of her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You mean like
paint her. Not body paint her, no. But paint a picture of her.
Wow.
Right?
Portrait.
I don't know that this is the case here with her exactly. How did this person reach out to you?
So I posted something on Instagram and they commented on one of my pictures. And they said, hey, I really like your profile and your posts. And if you let me, I would make an awesome mural out of it. If you don't mind, one of your posts could be an inspirational muse for an art project I'm working on for a client.
Is this guy just hitting on her?
Yeah. A little bit. I think so. Yeah.
That's my question.
And he tries to say for a client.
This is him just hitting on her, right?
100%.
But I feel like if he really wanted to hit on her, he would say, hey, like, come and I will paint you while you're here.
Yeah, but that's creepy.
Yeah, that's going... He has to lead up to that. Oh. Like, once they start dating, he'll be like, yes. Hey, can I paint you nude?
Oh, he also told me he'd pay me.
To do what, though?
That I would get paid as the inspiration for the project.
But so he's like going to take likeness. One of your Instagram pictures.
Essentially, I'm like the inspiration, so my likeness would get paid for.
But where does he put that?
I don't know, but it's a mural, so I imagine it's going to be on the side of some building somewhere.
Like what city?
I don't know. I saw this immediately.
Does he have any pictures on his profile of other murals he's done?
His profile picture is one, but I have to go in and accept him as a friend to see his profile.
Oh, but, so he's one of those blocked.
No, he's not blocked. I just don't follow him back.
Private.
But as an artist, don't you want to showcase?
You should be public if you're an artist.
So this is my question. Do we think it might be a scam?
A scam for what? What are you giving, though?
I don't know. Do I give them my information to send me the money and then they get access to my account?
Good call.
Interesting.
No. Just because you give them information to send you money doesn't mean they have access to your account. Now, this could be a scam, but I want everybody to realize if somebody goes, I want to pay you, and you go, okay, here's my Venmo. They don't have access to your Venmo.
What? They don't have access to your bank account?
No. You have to give them access through other numbers.
Oh.
So if he were to say, I want to pay you, I'll pay you by Venmo, give me your Venmo name, you're not vulnerable for that. You give everybody your Venmo name.
That's true. Okay.
So it depends how he wants to pay you. Now, That being said, there is a scam on Instagram where it's, I want to use your photos or mural.
Stop.
Wait, there really is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what happens? Like, what happens to these people that fall for it?
Okay, here's the thing. So the latest scam, according to Candy Keen, is people who love her pics so much they want to make them into a mural. Sometimes it's a painting, but either way, all I need to do is accept a check for a large amount, keep a little for myself, and then send them the extra for supplies. Mm-hmm. So that's what would probably happen next. So it is a scam, so don't ever accept a check for more than it should be and then send the stranger money. Because what do they do? Is it a stolen check?
I think so.
So they have a way to... So they send it to you, you cash it, then you send them money back, and they did nothing. It was you who cashed the stolen check.
Dang, so you're telling me somebody doesn't want to paint me like one of the French girls?
Oh, you know what?
But either he wants to hook up with you or scam you.
But you
either
should
way,
go,
not good.
Hey, you Montos. Should go on with this and see if they ask you to get the check.
I agree.
We find out.
I would reply and go, I'm so honored. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to start typing it. Okay. All Tell right. me what to say.
Just say, I'm so honored that you think I'm worthy of this. I'd love to. That's it. Don't put that's it. Just put I'd love to.
Should we meet for coffee?
No. There's not a meeting thing happening here.
Okay.
If it's a scam. And then see what his next move is. And we can update it tomorrow or the next day. If he says, okay, cool, I'm going to send you a check. That'd be hilarious if we know what's coming. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
man, I thought it was a real guy.
Hey, it still could
real
be.
Real artist.
It still could be. He still could be somebody trying to hook up. Because if it's somebody just messaging somebody going, I want you to paint, it's him trying to hook up. You know that's
no chance of him being a real artist just trying to get a mural done.
There's a lot of things you paint a mural of.
Not her Instagram picture.
Not a single, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, let us know, Morgan. Okay?
I will.
Another thing about Morgan, since we have her here, is that she watched Air, the movie about Nike, Michael Jordan.
The one with all the talking in it?
Yeah, but Morgan called it a documentary. You know it wasn't a documentary, right?
Yeah, but it reminds me of like a what do they call them?
Based on a true story?
Make life documentary, where it's like they basically reenact.
Like a biopic?
Kind of, where they like reenact what happened. Because this is basically
Unsolved
what
Mysteries?
Happened, right?
That's what they do in Unsolved Mysteries. Those weren't the real people doing the crimes. it's a movie based on...
Are those true events that happened?
Yeah, pretty much. Although a lot of those conversations, they don't really know.
So they're kind of making that like up.
Yeah.
Some liberties.
There's some liberties.
Well, I definitely thought it was real.
What'd you think of the documentary?
I liked it, but I think it got hyped up too much. Like, I thought it was fine, and I enjoyed it, but I won't ever watch it again. It's one of those where I was like, this is good. My basis off a good movie is if I want to watch it multiple times.
Oh, I never watch a movie twice.
No, the older ones, yeah, but like new movies? Well, no way.
No.
Maybe you don't love, I don't know. Do you love basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I love sports movies. Mm. Those are my, like,
draft
day. I was
going to say, maybe she just didn't care much about Nike, or maybe I do. But Amy, you liked it.
I liked it. In fact, I was like, why didn't Eddie like this?
There's too much talking.
Oh, I forgot you didn't like it.
It was just blah, 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 blah. Yeah, shoot. Like, all right.
No.
That's all it was the whole time.
Shoot.
No. There's a star in the movie and we never saw him. Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah, he didn't ever talk.
You never see his face.
Right.
I know. Like, it was just all about him. He was never there.
I'm like, what the
He's
crap?
There. You see him. He shows up. I forgot Eddie's the ultimate hater of hair.
I did not like it.
What did you give it, Eddie? You remember?
Well, I don't know.
Rerate it.
I don't remember what I did, but I'll give it a one.
One out of five?
Yeah, man. One out of five hairs.
Oh, I gave it 4.5 out of 5. What'd you give it?
I mean, I'll give it 4.5 too.
You?
I'd give it 2.5.
Okay.
There you go.
She didn't like the documentary, boys.
I really did think
she didn't like the documentary.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Did you ever learn how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did actually. Combine.
Like how old?
And a small tractor. About 3 years ago, I'm breaking Bobby Bones.
Oh. I meant like as a kid or like go-karts.
Yeah, all that, yes.
Okay,
I drove a stick on a truck, but I didn't work on a farm. There's a difference in farm and poor.
That's true.
I was poor. I didn't work on a farm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Four-wheeler?
I drove a four-wheeler. I mean, I wrecked a three-wheeler once.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? They had three-wheelers.
Yeah, a lot of people wrecked
those. I dumped it over. They don't make those anymore.
That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Well, this mom, she's driving down the highway. She's got her 11-year-old twin boys in the car, Jordan and Jermel. And her name's Crystal. She had a seizure on the highway. And her boys, they went into action immediately. The one that was in the front seat took the wheel. The other one was like guiding him like, hey, go over here. This looks like a good spot where you could pull in. And they had tractor driving skills because her fiance would take him out on there and taught him how to do it. And then they rode go-karts. So he felt like he kind of knew what to do or how to handle it. And the mayor of their town, like, commended them. They were honored. It's just such an amazing story of them saving their mom's life.
It's a great story. I just feel, too, when a mayor gives somebody the key to the city, I don't know if that's true or not here.
It's not a
but
key,
if they give you a key to the city like they do sometimes, you should be able to use that key one time at any time. And that's not a literal key that opens the lock, but it's like, I'd like to go into the Froyo place and for an hour, all you want. In the city, you get the key. There should be something more than just a hang up.
Oh, you get to have like a party at City Hall.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it for City Hall.
That's weird.
But like,
you go into the Froyo place with the key opens at 11 p.m. and somebody's got to be ready at all times for that call. Hey, Mayor, I know it's 1 a.m., but I'd like to get into John's Froyo here. And he's got to come and open the door for you.
What about Mayor for the Day?
Mayor for the Day, what are you going to do? Budgets? Like, in reality. True. If you get a key to the city, you should be able to open a door. If you're the mayor for the day, then you got to, like, do budgets and
you got a meeting.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Okay.
That's all I say. The key to the city should mean something. They'd give away a few less, but you should actually get a key to anywhere in the city and you get to use it for an hour.
Hmm.
Like, these kids, they should be able to use whatever. The trampoline park, key to the city.
Ooh,
whatever they want. The prize room at school, key to the school, like when the teacher keeps prizes.
Or override whatever grade.
No, that's not key to anything.
The key to the answer key.
Oh,
go.
Now she got me. Yeah. He got me. The answer key.
Or the
Dang
key
it.
To like the computer.
The key to my heart. Oh, yeah. No. Now I got to fall in love. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's now time for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What animals caused issues on Noah's Ark?
What animals caused issues on Noah's Ark?
The cheetahs.
Cheetahs, they were cheats.
That was the Morning Corny.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. It's time for Pick a Bit, where I've got four segments here, and anyone that's not listed gets to vote. So I'm going to read you the four segments, first of all. Amy's back in the dating game.
Ooh, that's good.
Eddie has, I saw a UFO and I got video footage.
Stupid.
Lunchbox has, how did Lunchbox scam a local charity?
Stupid.
And Morgan has...
Don't hate because you know it's good.
And Morgan has, I have found my future husband.
Ooh. Ooh.
So the voters are going to be me, Ray, and... Mike, do you know all the stories? Okay, then I can't let you vote. Me, Ray, and Abby will be the voters. Okay?
That's a biased jury.
We're not a jury. We're just a voting.
Yeah, I'm just saying like...
Hey, Ray.
Yo.
Which one would you like to hear? Amy's back in the dating game. Eddie saw a UFO and got footage. Lunchbox scammed a local charity. Or Morgan found her future husband.
It's between Morgan and Amy. I'm going to go with Amy. I got to know about these dates.
I'm going to go with Morgan.
What?
She found out who her future husband is. I feel like there's a little more there to Amy's back in the game. Like Amy can be messing with this a little bit. Because I don't know these stories either. Abby, which one do you want to hear?
Yeah, it's definitely between Amy and Morgan. But Morgan finding her future husband, like, I need to hear this.
Okay, then Morgan, you win.
Oh!
So the headline is, I found out who my future husband is. Where does he live?
So he doesn't live in Nashville.
Okay.
I did a session with Amy's cousin, Amanda.
And her psychic cousin.
Yes, her psychic cousin. And she told me all about my future husband. He doesn't live in Nashville. And she also told me that I'm going to meet him in the fall of this year.
Oh, my God.
And here's her describing what he looks like. I brought you guys some audio.
Okay.
He's tall and he has darker hair. He's really handsome, too.
I'm taking it as I have not met the love of my life. This is not somebody I've met before.
You have not met him yet. And it's because, I will tell you this, your energy field is shifting right now. And so it's shifting up, which means you're going to start attracting new people, places, experiences into your life over the course of the next few months. And new people appear because of the new experiences that are coming for you. So no, you haven't met them yet.
How do they make you feel?
It made me feel excited. Like, it also made me feel that since I haven't met him yet, I was like, okay, well, that's good. At least I haven't, like, you know, missed up the opportunity on meeting my person.
Or somebody that you've dated or know knocked you up accidentally and you got married, have to get married because of that.
Exactly.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Oh.
For sure.
What?
That's always possible.
Your mind didn't go there?
No.
Oh.
And also, it's ridiculous. So now anybody that hits her up on a dating app, just know she's not serious about you because she's going to meet someone in the fall. So,
but she said live in Nashville. They could live in Antioch.
Yeah, they could still live in Tennessee.
Okay.
Franklin.
See, this is so stupid. They could live
Brentwood.
3 minutes from our house and not be considered Nashville.
But that's all Amy's psychic cousin
said. But that's so general. Mm-hmm. That, I mean,
Ball is not.
No, fall's very specific.
Okay, so the the dudes she meets in fall, we're all going to say, hey,
you know, fuck a thash.
What did I say?
That.
I did not. So any guy she meets in the fall, we're going to look at him and say, hey, you're the one. And she's going to say, oh, if he has blonde hair, can't date him. That's not my man.
There's going to be a lot of pressure if she goes on dates in the fall. Like,
all I will say is this. I'm not a believer in psychics. However, Amy's cousin has been so right so many times, even with me and proposing.
Oh, she was very specific on the month.
She was so specific. I didn't know what it was. Put it in an envelope, sealed it, boom, nailed it. There's been like three of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what I know about you, I think, is
that
if you would have known that she said that month, you would have been like, well,
I'm not frozen that month.
I'm going to do a totally different month now just to prove that she's wrong, even though that was when I was actually going to do it.
Well, Morgan, congrats on your psychic prediction.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm excited. Maybe I'll meet the love of my life in fall.
No,
maybe.
You are.
100%.
It's guaranteed.
Unless she meets him, but then she herself goes, I don't want it. And she pushes it away, even though he was there.
Amanda never says she's 100% accurate every single time. So,
but for Lunchbox's narrative to work where she's wrong, he has to present it as that.
Man, there was something crazy that happened. Scuba Steve witnessed it with my cousin. And it was like we were witnessing her kind of like, I was like, oh, shoot, this is an example of it being wrong. And then several months passed and it was like, oh my God, she was right. That person was lying.
Really?
Something happened.
It was direct. It was absolutely the opposite of what she said. And you're like, aha, she's not right. But then it turns out the person was lying. Wow.
Not lying, or something happened.
Trying to like fib or cover something up. It was a big time celebrity.
How did she know about the celebrity? Did she talk to them?
I was doing the interview with the celebrity and we were on Zoom. Scuba was on.
Is there
a
T in their name?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Maybe.
And
yeah, got it. Got it.
And this particular celebrity loves psychics. And so Amanda happened to be with me and she was sitting right there and I just said, hey, my cousin's a psychic. She went over, they started talking. She was like, oh my gosh, so cool. Da da da. When's your birthday? And then the celebrity asks her a very specific question and she gives her gut reaction. And then the person looked at her and was like, well, that can't be possible because da 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 da, and like stated a fact. And then the rest of the day, I mean, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't feel. And then like, sure enough, 3 months later, there was an announcement in the news. And Amanda said to me, she was like, I knew it. Told you. She's like, I knew the whole time. She was
I remember this too. It's crazy. It's somebody's personal information. I don't want to say.
Yes, right.
But yeah.
She goes, I'm not always right, but I knew about this one.
Well,
and it was
kind of
like
one.
She was trying to catch her in a.
Is there a vowel in her name? Yeah.
Yes.
I know who it is. Yeah. So we have three bits that we didn't pick. Amy's back in the game. Eddie's UFO and Lunchbox's scam a local charity. Do you think Amy's going to pick that? You think people want to hear how you scam the local charity?
Yeah, because they could do it too.
Why would we want to do that?
That's funny. That's the reasoning you have.
Oh, my gosh.
So what we're going to do is give you control over which one that we do if you're a listener of the show. Verizon's My Plan is all about giving you control over your phone plan. You get exactly what you want. You only pay for what you need. And you turn on whatever perks that you want. And now control of our show. And this week it's Pick a Bit. So go to @ Bobby Bone Show on our socials. And we'll put it up there. We'll put something up there, right?
Yep, so we're going to put it up.
And then you guys vote. And we'll do the one on Friday's show. You take control of the show and your phone plan with My Plan from Verizon. Pick a Bit. Amy back in the game. Eddie, UFO, Lunchbox Scam. Is this one the easiest one ever?
No.
Okay.
Mine is really interesting.
I have video.
Lunchbox goes, because they may want to do it, too.
So dumb.
And, it's funny.
But also, it's a way for the charity to make more money.
By them getting scammed?
Okay, well, pick a bit.
I don't know.
Thank you very much. None of us know what's going to happen. Scuba Steve, our executive producer, comes in, and we do Scuba Steve Suggests.
So I know I've been on kind of like a negative, let's get somebody rant with these.
Mostly Lunchbox's phone bill, because...
Yeah.
He called you, and you didn't recognize the name that showed up, and then you're like, who's... Bill or Oscar,
yeah.
And then what comes out is Oscar's a friend from college. He's on Oscar's family's phone plan still. So that's a good segment. I liked it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But I want to be a little more lighthearted, a little more fun, a little more positive this time around. So this one, I saw a news story about Samuel L. Jackson and how he gets ready in the morning. He pumps himself up with some music. In particular, he listens to Trick Daddy. Any Trick Daddy.
Okay.
He has a whole playlist of rap, hip hop, NWA, Trick Daddy, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I wanted to talk to you guys and see what songs get you pumped up in the morning. What's your pump up music? Mm. And I have two in particular that for some reason I've been on this kick of Ace of Base.
Oh. It's a Beautiful Life.
Ace of Base is awesome.
It is.
And then All That She Wants is another good one.
Oh, come on. They never come to mind as like, who is awesome? You never go Ace of Base. But once it plays, you're like, dang, I forgot Ace of Base was awesome.
I saw the sign.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that's a little bit more like everyone knows that one.
Oh, but now you're all cool. You only want Ace of Base deep tracks.
But I noticed a lot of the newer artists too are kind of sampling that '90s sound. Nicki Minaj is doing it, Kim Petras, that kind of stuff. So I wonder if you guys had other songs that kind of pump you up, motivational.
Give me one song that in the morning if you wake up, that's the song you want to play. You only get one. Amy jumped up first. Go ahead.
Nappy Roots. Gonna have a good day.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We don't know the segment, so we don't have the songs ready. It's part of the appeal of this bit.
I'm not something gonna
so we can try to sing it.
Somebody.
Gonna have a good day. No, my love down the way. Yeah. Okay, cool. Eddie?
Tom Petty, Free Falling.
That's a good one.
And I'm free.
Especially when it hits that.
Dude, it's so
beginning,
good.
You know, she's a good girl. You're just chilling, you're hanging.
Loves her mom.
You start just chilling and hanging. Oh, look at that. Ray Fine.
Man, I got the Jeep, the top down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Love it.
That's a good one. Lunchbox?
Boy, what gets me hyped in the morning? I don't think I've turned on music in the morning in 20 years. So I guess the song that gets me hyped up.
20 years?
He doesn't like music. I'm not hating on him. You guys are, and it's me. Stop hating on my boy.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a positive segment.
Yes.
I cannot believe
that. He just doesn't like music that much.
I'm like, golly, y'all guys, you wake up and you think, oh, let me turn on music?
Yeah.
Eminem.
Yeah, sure, Eminem.
He's just going with it.
Yeah, okay. We'll just go with that.
You can say nothing.
Yeah, I don't listen to music in the morning. Nothing gets me hyped, like thinking, looking at my clock and saying, what time can I take a nap?
Well, maybe that's why he's such a downer when he comes in.
Morgan, if you had to pick a song, every day you have to listen to one song for a month in the morning.
Bruno Mars always hypes me up, and that's what I like. That's what I like. That vibe.
That's what I like. Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
I would go, I just whispered it to Ray to see if he could find it. Do you have mine? Eddie, don't say what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, funk.
Excuse me?
Bleep that.
Funk.
But what about funk?
That's the name of the song.
No, it's not the name of the song.
Lovely Day.
Lovely Day, that's right. Scuba Steve, thank you.
You're welcome, yeah.
Scuba Steve suggests. Do you like the segment where we don't know what's happening?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one was kind of weak.
Oh.
Just because you don't listen to music. What do you
rate it? Wonderful.
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. Okay, well.
Why don't you go back to hating on him and find those ones?
We like those too.
Okay,
give those fives. All right. And there are a lot of playlists too on iHeartRadio that have like positive music, put you in a good mood music. Just go search because they have tons of playlists. We should make one of all these songs. And then Lunchboxes, we just put 2 minutes of dead air. You click this, it's nothing. It's just silence. That's it. Okay. Let's go over and get in the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
If I said, how much money do you have to be wealthy? What's the minimum amount to be wealthy? Lunchbox, wealthy, go.
Million.
That's what I would have said, a million.
That's wealthy?
If you were just asking that, I would have been like, what's the number to hit wealthy? I would think as soon as you go up a digit, because you go to 7 digits.
Man, that'd be cool.
That'd be so cool.
It's a million. Eddie, what would you say if I just threw it at you?
I was going to say 3 just to kind of like, man, I'm wealthy. There's no doubt about it. I got 3 mil.
Amy, what would you have said if I said wealthy? The first thing that came to mind.
It was a million, but after taxes.
Okay. Well, it kind of is after taxes because it's in your account.
All right.
I like that.
Then a million.
Okay. Most Americans say 2.2 million.
Yeah, okay. See? Because if you get to the million mark, it's all cool. But then, like, oh, you spend a dollar. Oh, man, I'm 900.
That's true.
That's really not how it works.
That's a good point.
Hilarious. That's really not how it works.
So you're not a millionaire anymore.
That's funny. Yeah.
That's what I think.
You don't want to go into that under dig.
Right.
It's back to that 6 digit. Right. So you spend nothing. That's funny. Most Americans thought 2.2 million was, man, I think as soon as you hit 7 figures, you're wealthy. But I think as soon as you're having to go paycheck to paycheck, you're wealthy. So next up. A woman makes $2,500 a day as a professional girlfriend, which, I don't know, sounds to me like a prostitute.
I mean,
a professional girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
What does she do?
Well, a woman in Australia rakes in $2,500 a day by simply providing a girlfriend experience on OnlyFans. Lucy Banks, who's a mother of two, says by communicating with her subscribers and knowing their birthdays and dogs' names, she provides a genuine connection. I guess she's not with them in person, though.
Sounds like it. Dang, that's crazy.
A woman in Australia says she makes $2,500 a day. That she got divorced. She was down to her last $60. A friend said, hey, you should check out this OnlyFans. And so she did. And hers is not just naked pictures. It's softer, more intimate connections with subscribers. Part of her job.
Hello.
part of her job is communicating with her boyfriends every day.
She has multiple boyfriends?
Well, I think everybody who's a subscriber.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is a good one.
Daily Mail. What?
If she's currently hiring a cameraman. Must be good with his hands. And it has a look at the picture, Eddie.
I see it. Yeah. I'm good.
You want to see it? Look at it. She's hiring a cameraman. Got my attention.
It's just her butt in the picture. That's all it is.
I know, but it's like, hey.
45% of American couples argue over thermostat settings. Almost half of... That's one of the benefits of having a reverse husband, huh?
That's what we're calling it?
I don't know. I just tried it out.
That's not bad.
Amy said she didn't like it to call him ex-husband. That's weird. So I said reverse husband. And now every time we say it, it goes, reverse.
Yep.
It's what's that song? Everybody clap your hands. Now you can put your thermostat on whatever you want.
Well, we didn't argue about that.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Other stuff. Got it. Okay. So
we don't argue about it, but I change it.
Oh, we don't arguing. Maybe disagree. Yeah. I like it way cold.
Verbally, though, you guys talk about this?
Sometimes we just go and change it.
That's what I'm talking about.
But that's even a disagreement, even if you're not saying it out loud. And sometimes she's like, I'm so cold. Do we have to have it so cold?
Yeah.
And we're like, we feel your pain, girl.
What you guys do here?
Oh, yeah, my gosh. That's so cold.
Yeah. So almost half of Americans have feuded with their significant other over the temperature. And 17% have even gone so far as to sneakily lock their partner out of the thermostat settings.
Wow.
That's hilarious. So you remember on the show last week, Amy, you said you were with your reverse husband. You... We're going through some stuff and you were like, I want to talk about it, but we ran out of time.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, well, it's that he got the washer and dryer.
Oh,
man. He got the washer, she got the dryer?
No.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
That's one of those things we should ask.
And so I've been going over to his house to do laundry.
Can spark back up, though.
That's right. That's how it happens.
So his house is your laundromat?
I know, it's so weird.
You ever throw the clothes out of the dryer? Just like, that's what used to get done in mine all the time. If they sat in there at all and I wasn't there, they would just throw them out on the counter and people put their own clothes in there.
Yeah, I know. We're just in this weird phase right now because he just bought the house, just moved in. So it was like,
why do you get the washer and dryer?
Well, because.
Did you take turns drafting? Did you do a draft like we do? First pick of the draft, I take the ottoman.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of just. So similar to that, but then also it gave me an opportunity. We've had those for a while. And so he's like, I thought you might like getting new ones and I don't really care.
He thought you'd like getting new ones. And he thinks you have to go pay. That's not like he's giving you a new one.
No, he's taking
new ones. I have to go get the new ones.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He thinks you would like to spend your money.
I don't know. Somehow I have no washer and dryer right now. Huh. And I go over there and that's where the kids' stuff is washed. But yeah, I was meeting up with a friend the other day. I was like, oh, one of the ends, I'm doing my laundry. I'll meet you later. And they're like, what?
Everyone's doing laundry a euphemism is what I would have said.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, okay, got it. What was your question with your arm up?
Yeah, so like, do you have to let them know when you're coming over or do you just show up? Because that could be really scary.
I know the code.
Yeesh, I wouldn't
But
do
I do wonder how long I'm going to know the code.
Okay, question.
Well, yeah, because what if there's a...
Exactly.
Right.
If he's doing laundry with...
Yeah, he's doing... Now,
if he's got the spin cycle, you know.
Well, yeah.
Do you have to bring your own soap?
I have not.
Do you have to leave quarters on when you're done?
Like, what do you do while your clothes are washing? You just sit in his house?
I rearrange some stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
What in the world?
It's not healthy. Mm.
Anyway, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for being vulnerable there. A New Hampshire couple accused of selling body parts stolen from the morgue.
That's dark web stuff.
Yeah, but it's from New Hampshire, so it's probably not even true.
Oh, yeah.
A Goffstown, New Hampshire couple has been indicted for allegedly selling stolen body parts. According to the indictment, they took remains home and they sold them and sometimes shipped them USPS to people in other states.
What on
It doesn't earth? Say the body parts, though, but it doesn't matter. But I just wonder if it's like full arms or something.
And there's a town called Goffstown?
Goff.
Oh,
you're making plans. You're going to Goffsville, USA?
Sounds cool.
Dang. And then finally, buying 25 tickets for one lottery drawing earns a guy $125,000
from
UPI. How many did we buy lunchbox? 81?
81 or 82.
We scratched 82 $50 scratchers and we lost all of our money.
So dumb.
Stupid. Thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Big Stories.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Tampa, Florida. A 20-year-old man wanted to get some videos for, you know, his Instagram. So he's like, what can I do? So he broke into Busch Gardens, snuck into the alligator pit over two fences, and filmed himself chasing the alligators.
Did he get attacked at all?
Luckily, no injuries, but he put the video...
I don't know why I was rooting that maybe he had some sort of small injury.
Just because he'd been a bonehead?
Just because you can't go breaking into stuff and we need to go, like, this is what happens whenever you jump in the water with alligators. Yeah.
And so he had friends with him that filmed it, and they put it up online, and police were able to track him down because he put it on social media.
Yeah, it's a little catch-22. They're like, you want something for social media, but if you post something on social media that you wanted, then you get in trouble because it's illegal. Yeah, that sucks. Hey, what an idiot.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is great news. I love the culture now. They don't tell us a new show is coming out until the new show is almost out. With movies, they're like, hey, guess what? The new Avengers comes out in 2093.
So long.
And you're like, what? Don't even tell us. Just let us know when it's closer. But season two of Winning Time on HBO, August 6th.
Yes!
That show is so good.
So good.
Magic Johnson, Amy.
Oh, yeah.
From like the 70s,
I just 80s, realized 90s. I didn't finish the...
Oh, it's, I wish I could experience it again for the first time.
It's so good. Huh. Does they say what this one's going to be about?
Same. It's okay, continuing so on. Yeah, it's continuing. Because it, the very first scene of the first episode is him and the doctor, which I think when they tell him he has HIV.
Yeah, and how he's going to announce it.
And if, I think it ends up coming back to that idol at the end or at some pivotal point, because that's a big part of his life story.
Dang, such a good
show. It's such a good show. So HBO has set the release date for season two of Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers, for August 6th. There's a new trailer up. So it's Magic Johnson. There's Larry Bird, who's now part of it, who just into it. And those two teams are big rivals. There's Pat Riley. It's all crazy. That's a good show. I don't know. I can't wait. That's the show I'm waiting for. It's so good. We just watched the finale of Silo. I don't know if you guys are watching that.
Mm-mm.
It's on Apple. It's the one where everybody lives in a silo. And it's they've been there for like 150 years. And if you go out of the silo, you die. Or so they tell you. And a whole... There's a rebel... It's kind of stuff I like. But it's got really great reviews. And there's a lot of famous people in it. Common, Tim Robbins.
And you're done?
Yeah. I give it 3.5 out of 5.
Right down the middle?
2.5 would be down the middle.
Oh, yeah. More, okay, better than half, yeah.
Yeah. But I love those shows. I think I hold them to a higher standard. I think you guys would either love it or hate it. But it's called Silo.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about those end of the world stuff kind of, you know.
Well, this isn't the end of the world, but there was like a rebellion and they had to go into a silo.
Right, and that's the thing. Like in our life, and
it's like 200 stories high.
We're not going to go in a silo.
You don't know that. You know, like, we'd all be locked in houses for COVID.
No, yeah. I know. You love like this could happen. Yeah. I'm more of the this is happening. You know, I want to show on like Winning Time. It happened.
Well, that's happening.
It's happening. You know what I mean?
Nah, you're stupid.
Okay. Ted Lasso, it's happening.
We watched the first episode of this last season.
Okay.
Yeah, I started it.
It didn't hit me in a great way.
It's going to take a little bit.
But it shouldn't burn anymore. I've known it. I've known the show for 2 seasons.
Yeah, I know, but Ted gets a little, you know, he says the same stuff over and over, so
yeah.
It gets old.
But will I end up getting way into season 3?
Absolutely.
Morgan?
Yeah, you definitely will.
All right. By the way, Pimp and Joy, one of the last days you can grab a shirt and help U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Aaron Mankin. We're going to build him a house. We don't keep any money from the shirts. And if you order in the next couple of days, you can get your shirt by July 4th because it's patriotic line. He's had over 70 surgeries. He got hit by an IED. It's a crazy story. We're sad for him, but we're happy that you guys have been so generous in helping us build this house that is meant just for him, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I think he's the epitome of Pimp and Joy. Like, he represents joy. He's got a great spirit.
Yes.
And Pimp and Joy is about spreading joy. And there's hats, too.
And there's hats. And tomorrow, I'll announce the full tour of my comedically inspirational shows, what cities I'm going to go to. It's basically like Taylor Swift coming to town.
Pretty much.
Mm. People just waiting.
Oh, man.
People in line. People in the queue already. Waiting for tickets. They don't even know where I'm going.
Is the server ready for this?
Good question. I didn't check with IT.
All right.
All right, that's it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.